Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of God Moves in a Mysterious Way. God Moves in a Mysterious Way, 1774. To the river, driver, ordered William Cooper as he entered the carriage. The river, asked the driver as he picked up the reins. Where and why? Anywhere along the river bank, answered the deranged poet. God has ordered me to take my own life, and I prefer to drown myself rather than hang myself. Did you say God ordered you to take your own life? The driver asked as he headed to the Ouse River, 3 miles away. Yes, replied the confused lawyer. God hates me. You see, I am not one of God's elect, and because I have not been elected to salvation, I am to be eternally damned, and as my punishment, God has ordered me to slay myself. The driver quickly realized the unbalanced condition of his passenger's mind and breathed a prayer of thanks when a sudden fog enveloped the area. This will help, he said to himself as he purposely lost his way in the dense fog. Several hours later, he was still jogging up one road and down another when he looked back and saw his passenger lying in a deep sleep. Stopping in front of the house where he had picked him up, the driver called, "Here we are, sir, here we are." Roused from a deep slumber, Cooper stepped from the carriage, paid his fare, turned toward the house and said, "We're back home, how is that?" "Got lost in the fog, sir, sorry." "Where did I order you to go?" "To the river, sir, so you could take your life, because you said God told you to," replied the relieved driver. "Then God be praised for having spared me," Cooper said. "God be thanked for having overruled my foolish designs. I must have been in one of my melancholic moods, but I'm all right now, thanks to His great mercy." Dismissing the carriage, he went into his home. That same evening in 1774, his 43rd year, reflecting upon his narrow escape from death, he wrote an autobiographical hymn which contained these majestic lines. God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Cooper, 1731 to 1800, spent the last 25 years of his life convinced that God, quote, was determined to betray him at every turn in this life and to torture him eternally in the next, unquote. The death of his mother when he was but 6 was quite a shock. Then, entering an English boarding school when still a young lad, he was subjected to severe hazing and ill treatment at the hands of older boys. Because of what his biographers call, quote-unquote, an intimate deformity, he was mauled and mistreated to such a degree that the madness which haunted his later years may be traced to this source. At 21, he entered the legal profession and was nominated for a clerkship in the British House of Lords. The strain and worry accompanying the examination for this appointment so unnerved him that he suffered the first of a series of fits of insanity. He bought poison but could not take it. He purchased a large knife but was afraid to plunge it into his heart. He hanged himself but the garter broke. There followed 18 months in an asylum where he suffered from the delusion that God, quote-unquote, had it in for him and was wreaking his vengeance upon him in a peculiar way. At 33, he gained his senses long enough to experience a Christian conversion and the consciousness of forgiven sin. A visit from his brother during his confinement to St. Albans Asylum led to his conversion and inspired him to write, "Oh, for a Closer Walk with God." When his only romance terminated almost before it began, only the friendship of Reverend John Newton kept him from taking his life. The two men worked together on their only hymns, and its publication, with outstanding contributions from them both, was a landmark in the history of Christian hymnody. The last decade of his life was plagued with more, quote-unquote, haunting visions and strange voices, until he cried out in desperation, "Wretch! To whom death and life are alike impossible." From his earlier years came his majestic hymns, and from the lucid hours of his declining years, such outstanding poems as The Task and John Gilpin, as well as thousands of quote-unquote eloquent, cheerful letters. While he felt that God had damned him quote-unquote below Judas Iscariot, the Heavenly Father, in love and tender mercy, took him back to himself in 1800, and his hymns, written from a tortured mind and confused soul, now bring to millions of others comfort and strength such as was denied their author.
God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable minds of never-failing skill, He treasures up His bright designs and works His gracious will. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take, the clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan His work in vain. God is His own interpreter, and He will make it plain.
This has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.